live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In 2004, I was a younger man, a Senate candidate from Illinois who spoke about hope. That hope has been tested by political gridlock that's left us wondering whether it's still even possible to tackle the challenges of our time.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
I know campaigns can seem small, even silly sometimes. Trivial things become big distractions. When you pick up that ballot to vote, you will face the clearest choice of any time in a generation.
And now your host, Fan Bennett.
Hey, everyone. Welcome into the broadcast. Stan Bennett coming to you from our studios in Washington, D.C. And, folks, you heard there in the open, President Barack Obama took to the stage last night in Charlotte, North Carolina. He officially accepted the nomination of the Democrat Party for President of the United States. Of course, Governor Mitt Romney accepted the nomination of the Republican Party last week in Tampa. We've been talking about this all week on the broadcast. And so after last night, the stage is officially set for November. Of course, not a surprise. We knew this was coming. But the matchup at the top of all of your ballots come just about 2 months from now is going to be President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden against Governor Mitt Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan. And folks, let me tell you, we heard this from both candidates over the last couple of weeks. There are some elections where the vision for the future that's laid out by the candidates really doesn't differ that much, maybe just in a few key areas. And those are the elections, folks, where it's hard to make a choice, where, you know, you might be torn between the two candidates. But this is not one of those elections. And we heard this from both candidates. We heard it from Governor Romney last week. We heard it from the President of the United States last night. And of course, we're never here at the ACLJ going to tell you who to vote for. We don't do that. But I will tell you that if you take an honest look, if you honestly evaluate what you want our government to look like, what you want our country to look like, what role you want the government to play in your lives, how much power you want them to have, and then you compare that with the visions that we saw laid out over these last couple of weeks, I think you're going to have a clear choice one way or another. And both candidates agree with that. In fact, last night, I wanted to read for you one of the key lines from the president's speech. He said, when all is said and done, when you pick up that ballot to vote, you will face the clearest choice of any time in a generation. On every issue, the choice you face won't be just between two candidates or two parties. It will be a choice between two different paths for America, a choice between two fundamentally different visions for the future. And folks, Governor Romney said something very similar to that last week, and I have to tell you that I agree with both of them. One has a vision of limited government, one of rapidly expanding government, just to give one example. There are certainly many others that we could talk about, and we have over the course of this week. But what we want to do for you today is we want to put a tool in your hand. Many of you have used our Foundations of Freedom booklet in the past. We want to give it to you again. It's absolutely free. We want to put a copy of in your hands. It contains the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, and the Ten Commandments. We want to give it to you absolutely free so you can use it as a guide to see which of these candidates' visions you support. To get your copy, you can call 877-989-2255. Again, that's 877-989-2255. And of course, as always, you can also go to aclj.org to get your free copy. We're just giving this away today in anticipation of November's election. And folks, in the rest of the broadcast here, we're going to do something pretty special for you. We're going to bring to you some of Jay's analysis that he gave to you earlier in the week about this week's Democrat National Convention. You're going to hear his perspective, his analysis on the abortion focus of the convention, as well as that controversy that occurred over the Democrat platform, over the removal of God from the platform, over the initial removal of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel from the platform. So that's going to be coming up after the break. But folks, listen, get your free copy of Foundations of Freedom. Use it as your guide heading into this election to see who you're going to support. Call now, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll be back after this break.
V The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org. The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, the Democratic National Committee has decided to open up tonight as their Reproductive Choice Night. They've got a video called Stronger Together, Reproductive Choice, remarks by Nancy Keenan, the president of NARAL. That's the decision they made, and that's what they're going with. We're going to go right back to the phones, and we've got a letter going, a demand letter going to the major media to at least report the facts about Planned Parenthood. You know, David, one of the interesting things, besides the facts of the statistics, the number of abortions, taxpayer funding of abortion, Planned Parenthood has gotten into a lot of trouble over the last couple of years, whether it's referrals and trying to violate state laws on minors having abortion, or if it's the issues that we've raised in some litigation. They've had some real trouble. There's been video reports done on this. This is an organization, to highlight them, to me, is so nonsensical.
Well, you know, what's remarkable in those incidents is how easy it is to catch them in their wrongdoing. I mean, some of these hidden camera exposés, it's the first time that someone walks in that they catch them engaged in illegal wrongdoing. And again, Planned Parenthood skates with it because the Democratic establishment is completely in their corner. So is the mainstream media. Any other organization this corrupt would have faced severe repercussions long ago.
But nevertheless, Stan, and I know, Stan, there's been movement on the Hill. There's concern about this. How palpable is it among conservatives in Congress regarding this funding of Planned Parenthood?
Extremely so, Jay. And I would just say that, you know, for the last 30 years, the federal position on this has been that there shouldn't be funding of abortion. But Planned Parenthood has continued to get around it. So Congress, Jay, has actually tried to do the right thing on at least the funding component. But through accounting games, Planned Parenthood continues to get around. And I got to tell you, people like Mike Pence, who's now running for governor in Indiana, he's getting frustrated by this. But he really needs people like us to stand behind him because he's been trying. But we haven't quite gotten it across the line. So they're definitely going to tune in tonight and see what's said.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. Than, who's next?
Let's go to line 5. Angela's calling from Ohio. Angela, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
You're on the air. Good.
Yes. Okay, I called just to give a comment, and it's in reference to the abortion topic. My thing is, and when I listen to everything about abortion, it's like this. If a person doesn't get an abortion, say they keep the child.
Yep.
The child grows up in poverty. I can't say that they grow up good or bad, but say they grow up bad. They end up doing something, they go to jail. They go to jail, maybe they do something worse, they kill somebody. You have the left side wanting to kill the person. It's like there's pro-life is not pro-life because most Republicans will fight against that abortion, but will kill you on the back end.
Well, let me tell you something. That comment is, Angela, in all due respect, absurd. So you're going to penalize you're going to penalize the unborn child because of a poverty situation, and I believe it is the role, and we've said that, and if you look at who does the outreach, by the way, to mothers in need, it is Christians. So that is, and a lot of them are conservatives. So that statement is ridiculous, number one. Number two, the fact of the matter is, your line is not much different than what President Obama himself has said. Let's play number 16.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
So, Angela, you take that same line. They should not be punished with the baby because the baby may grow up in poverty. By the way, the baby may also grow up and be a brain surgeon and decide the, and find the cure for cancer. You know that could happen too. And I could give you examples of people that were born in poverty, minorities in this country, that are some of the leading surgeons in the world. So what do you do then, Angela?
I'm sorry, I didn't even hear your comment.
No, you're not listening to the comment. Okay, thank you for calling. But good. I am glad the DNC has made, after getting some of these calls, glad the DNC has decided to lead with this tonight because to show the absurdity of the position.
You know, it's just false, the idea that most children who are aborted because of poverty. I mean, most children that are aborted because of convenience.
Oh, no doubt about that. And Planned Parenthood will say that. Now, they're going to put all their gloss on this. But, you know, we're going to grab it. We got a lot of calls coming in, folks. And believe me, it's going to be a content-rich day tomorrow on the air because we're going to have a lot of their statements, so we'll be able to broadcast that to you as well. We're kind of guessing what they're going to be doing tonight. Who do we have next, Than?
Jay, let's go to Tim. He's calling from Massachusetts on line 3. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Yes.
I just wanted to, I guess... had a couple points of inquiry. Primarily, the first, at least, I should say, you guys were talking about a lot about the subsidy of abortion and about the use of public funds to fund abortion, which I totally understand being a major problem and a major contributor. And you were speaking on behalf of the moderate population and saying that they don't agree with that. But what do you think that the overall understanding is in regards to privatized abortion to the
Well, the polls show that over 50% of the American people are opposed to abortion on demand. I take a pro-life position. And we do at the ACLJ. We believe in protecting the life of the unborn child as well. That is a life worth protecting. But the reason we talked about the funding is it's just a fact. And I think it's a fact that you're not going to see talked about tonight. You'll have them all up there, these abortion groups, but no one's going to be talking about the fact that they're funded by you and me when we've got a, you know, huge economic crisis. But we take a pro-life position, whether it was funded by federal dollars or not. And I think that's a consistent issue. That was a good question that Tim raises, but we take a very fundamental pro-life position, David.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, no one has a right to kill another human being. I mean, that's a fundamental part of our democracy. It's the fundamental part of every single civilized human society from the beginning of time. And essentially what the left does is it dehumanizes the unborn child.
Well, and that is done on purpose. I mean, that's why they talk. They shift the language. They don't talk about abortion because they don't want to talk about terminating a child. They want to talk about health and reproductive rights. It's all part of their maneuver to make this war on women. That's the political game here.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, Jay, I think Angela just sort of inadvertently disclosed the left's position on this when she talked about, you know, a child being an inconvenience. You heard that same kind of tone out of the president, that quote you played. You know, I have to tell you, Jay, I have a 4-month-year-old little girl, and I have to tell you, she's not very convenient. It's not that easy to raise a child, but just because a baby is not convenient doesn't mean that it's not precious. It's not deserving of full protection under the law. So Angela may have made a mistake there. It may have been an accident, but it's actually pretty indicative of the position of the left on this one.
You know, Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg has said that the issue of women's health, that's what they're calling it, is going to be a much bigger role nationally than it ever has been. I'm working on multiple races, she says, where we're going to run on this. And whenever they say women's health, folks, that is code word abortion. It'll be interesting tonight to see if they say abortion or reproductive choice or whatever they say, but they're going to say something. The question is, can we demand, and we are, that the mainstream media report the real facts about these organizations, how many abortions they perform, who pays for it, what they do, what the comparison is to the number of abortions performed versus prenatal services. These are shocking numbers, and that's why we fight so aggressively to get the message out. You could join us by going to aclj.org and signing on to this letter. Hundreds of you have, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Than, who's next?
Let's go to Michelle calling from Washington on line 2. Michelle, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Be taking the call. I also wanted to speak to Angela because my daughter did go to Planned Parenthood for birth control, subsequently got pregnant, and aborted a baby. I am watching my little Gianna, which means gift of grace. And that's what God gives us. He gives us the full ability. And when you don't know God, when you don't have the faith to know that God will lead you, he says, I'll be the father to the fatherless and a husband to the husbandless, God himself. And I'm looking at Gianna, the second baby born to my daughter, who is now healing from this abortion. And she is an amazingly beautiful baby. She looks like the little Gerber baby. I'm not kidding, Nicole.
Well, listen, I'm glad you called because you put the reality to what we're talking about here. Look, when it comes to defending the life, I've been litigating abortion cases and pro-life cases for almost 30 years. This is, you know, for whatever reason, in this election, the Democratic National Committee has decided to make this issue one rather than the economy, because certainly they don't want to run on the economy, so they're making this issue one as if this is going to galvanize support. But, David, you've looked at it. You've written about this. The fact of the matter is most Americans are pro-life. I mean, that's the reality. So I don't know what this gets them politically, except motivating a stance as their base.
It gets them a distraction. It gets their base motivated. And, you know, they live in a bubble, a lot of these guys. They live in liberal enclaves where they're rarely around people who disagree with them, and they tend to overestimate support for abortion all the time.
But you're going to see, you know, you're going to see tonight on the air Chris Matthews saying how wonderful this is, and you've got the governor of North Carolina where they're hosting this thing. She's already talking about it. Take a listen to number 12.
Do you think the people have thought through when they say outlaw abortion? What it means is so many young women and girls will be in a predicament they don't want to be in, and they're going to go somewhere to have it dealt with. Don't they know that? You're not going to stop it. You're going to drive it underground.
They're going to go somewhere to end the pregnancy if they can afford it.
Yeah.
But for poor women, you'll be back to the days of coat hangers in the bathtub, and you'll see women die.
So this is the line they're taking. I mean, no, why will they not say it's the destruction of an innocent human life? Why won't they just come out and say, we believe in abortion because it's, even though it is the destruction of a human life, they're not going to say that. Folks, we deal with the evidence. We're lawyers. We talk about the evidence. That's what it is. That's what they're doing. So they can make all these statements, but the reality is they are not going to tell the truth. And the question we're asking is, will the media? And the answer is, unless we demand at least some accountability here, we're not going to get any. So I want you to join this letter that we're sending to the major media outlets. You go to ACLJ.org or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add on to this demand letter, or ACLJ.org. Do it today, folks. Let's take a stand for life. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 2255 or online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, here's what we've got. Each day we're tracking what's happening at the DNC, as we did with the Republican National Convention. The shocking, we expected the pro-abortion language. That was certainly covered yesterday. We registered our complaint on that. Well, yesterday they also passed their platform. Let me briefly go over, reset it for you again. What they've done is they've removed, and it's been there since 1972, the statement that Jerusalem should be the capital, recognized capital of Israel. They have also removed the language that talks about Israel being our most significant ally in the region, our strongest ally in the region. That has been removed. The statement in 2008 about the United States and its partners should continue to isolate Hamas until it renounces terrorism, recognizes Israel's right to exist, and abides by past agreements. That has also been removed. I can't explain it because politically it makes no sense, but this is the position of the President of the United States, evidently, who's controlling the platform committee here, and we're all trying to figure out exactly why they're doing it. Skip Ash is a senior counsel, national security head for the ACLJ. He's on his way to our office in Jerusalem in just a few days. Than Bennett's in our office in D.C. Folks, we were registering a petition of protest. I'd like you to participate in it. We've got to knock this out in 24 hours. 877-989-2255 is that number. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you simply go to the website at aclj.org and you can sign it there. We will have posted in the next few minutes a statement about this and a position paper, so you can have that as well, so you can have all of the facts. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones. Who do we have next, Dan?
Let's go to Jackie calling from Massachusetts on line one. Jackie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jackie.
I was just calling to say I watched part of the DNC's speech last night.
Yes.
And I think they are cowardly bullies. And Deval Patrick, under his watch, a woman was killed in one of the tunnels here in Boston.
You're talking about when he made fun of Mitt Romney not fixing the bridges and not getting that done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woman was killed in the tunnel. That didn't happen when Romney was here.
Yeah, the thing that I'm trying to figure out on this Israel thing, situation, and these changes that have been made to the platform is I don't understand the political advantage here. And Than, we were talking about this during the break. I mean, the politics of support for Israel is wide and bipartisan. At least it had been.
Right. I can't figure it out either, Jay. I mean, I've often said on the air, as have you, how bipartisan this issue is. You look at polls, and generally it's like a 4-to-1 margin, 80-to-20 or something like that. You know, American people stand with the nation of Israel, want the United States to stand behind them. And then you hear, the chairman of the Democrat campaign committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, she sort of walked it back, but she also didn't reject it. And, Jay, now that it's in the platform,
this is
the position. Right. It's the position of every candidate unless they reject it. So I can't overstate to you how significant this is, because it turns on its head the position that the vast majority of Democrats have held for a long time. And, Jay, I think it's going to be a real political problem for them, honestly.
Yeah, I tend to think so, too. Skip, we do a lot of work over there, you and I and our whole team. I mean, I cannot politically figure out why they've done this. I mean, that's the thing that you kind of scratch your head over. Why would you make a state? Why would you take these statements out when there is bipartisan support for this?
You know, I really have a hard time understanding it, but it's very similar to the approach that was taken by Jimmy Carter, and this idea that when he went over there and he dealt with the situation in Gaza under Hamas, and he described them as being a positive for the Gaza Strip, disregarding the fact that they sent over 8,000 rockets into Israel. So we have a naivete here, and we have a situation where many of these Democratic leaders apparently cannot tell the good guys from the bad guys.
Yeah.
And to me, I agree with you. I have no understanding what they think they're going to achieve politically from this.
You make a very interesting point. This is, more Jimmy Carter foreign policy, which is a scary thought for those of us that want to stand with Israel. Paul Ryan, the Republican vice presidential nominee, has responded to this number 7. Let's take a listen.
We had bipartisan agreement in our two-party platforms on this very important issue for our strong ally Israel, and now that the Obama administration has removed it from the Democratic Party platform, undermines our nation's support for our ally Israel. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. We're very clear on that. It's in our party platform. So is the language with respect to the right of return and Hamas. And I just think it's a tragedy that they took this out of their party platform.
A tragedy and inexplicable in my view. We're going to go right back to the phones. By the way, I'll be here for another 30 minutes, so keep calling, folks. Lines are jammed now, but we will have lines open up. 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
Next up is Robert calling from California on line two. Robert, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Robert.
Listen, I know exactly why they're against Israel and Jerusalem. On the party platform, it was on the Van Sestrom show on Fox News last night. She had a guest on there, and she said, why is it on the Democratic platform you don't even have the mention of God?
Well, they did have the mention of God. They removed that one as well. So that was previously in the platform. They'll say, well, we've got statements about faith. But when it came to the issue of God, and it was talking about God-given responsibilities, God-given abilities, that language has been removed. Again, doesn't make a lot of sense for those of us that are, really clear that the fact of the matter is that God is the one who bestows our rights. And most people agree with this. But this, again, is President Obama's platform becoming, I think what Skip said, very much like Jimmy Carter. I think it's the only explanation for any of this. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Listen to what Dick Durbin had to say about both the God being removed and the Jerusalem being taken out of the platform number three.
We're talking about the platform here, and there are two changes that we just noted. One, that God was taken out from 2008 to 2012, and two, that Jerusalem is not mentioned. So I'm not drawing conclusions. I'm just asking you, why do those changes were made?
To suggest that this document and the insertion of two words here and one word there, it now defines politics in America, suggests to me that you're not focusing on the real issues that Americans care about. The Democrats and Republicans are committed to Israel's future and security, and I'm one of them.
Understand. No Republican took those words out of the Democratic platform. So I'm just making the point.
And you're keeping those two words coming out mean our relationship with Israel has changed?
No, I'm just asking the question about
fair?
Why it was changed.
Is that fair? Is that balanced?
Why was it changed?
I'm going to move on. I hope you will.
They don't want to answer this one, folks, because there is not an answer for it. I mean, that's the reality. There is no answer for this inexplicable decision except, I think, what Skip Ash just said. And, Skip, again, let's restate it. This is more of a Jimmy Carter policy for the Middle East.
That's absolutely right. You know, this is – it also reminds me of being Europe. You know, this whole question about whether we're becoming Europe or not, this is a European situation. They remove God from things. They attack Israel as the, even though it's the victim, it's always held responsible for what the Arabs do. Here we have a situation where our administration is mimicking the Europeans, and that's not consistent with our culture and our cultural prerogatives.
All right, folks, here's what we want you to do. I'm going to be taking your phone call, so keep calling us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your call on, we will certainly be talking about this issue for the next 30 minutes, that's for sure. We're also taking decisive and direct action. This is what you can do as a citizen of the United States. We can file a petition of protest with the DNC, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to get it to them. We're going to let them know that this platform, in our view, we're not taking political sides. We just think it's wrong from a geopolitical standpoint. It has changed the position on Israel significantly. It does not call for the isolation of Hamas, does not demand that Hamas recognize Israel, but does say and removes the position of Israel being our most important ally in the region. We want you to sign on to this at aclj.org, or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to the website to sign this petition of protest. I encourage you to do so at aclj.org, or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
There's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online at ACLJ.